Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, where we're going to discuss something that is not very common today. That's being manly in the form of keeping your head when everybody around you is losing theirs. That's not an easy one. That's definitely not the mob mentality. That is not what we're seeing in our world today, because we have a shortage of real men. So before we get into this, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. And I want to let you know of all the great products that he has. He's got copper trap tags that are used for fishing and trapping, necklaces, all kind of creative things you can do with that. I used to use those when I was doing a lot of permaculture, so I could keep up with different varieties of plants. They don't rust, they don't go away, the sun doesn't make them go bad. It's just a really cool thing. He also has a full line of trapping supplies. He's got a full line of deer products as far as, you know, deer scents and getting stuff in there. He has my tactical nuke and hog supplies, bear supplies, and he has a full line of predator calls and full line of fishing stuff. He actually has my freezer filler now, which is doing pretty well. So if you're looking for someone that you can trust, looking for a company that's a good company, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies is what you're looking for. I really appreciate him for sponsoring this show. So this is the second time I've done this. Last week we didn't have a Man Strong podcast because I, by accident, when I went in to do another podcast, erased the other one, which leads me to something to say. What I'm gonna say today is not the same as I said last week, because the internet is being scrubbed, and it's getting harder to find things because the people with the algorithms and the progressives that just want to shove stuff down our throat, they're moving stuff around, they're cutting links, they're doing all kind of different things, and it's becoming very clear. The reason for that is Black Lives Matter's website today is not what it was just a week ago. It was dripping with white hate. Now, because companies are falling over themselves to give them money as like a PR stunt, which is going to turn around and bite them in the butt before it's over with, they're giving them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And now Black Lives Matter is getting so much money sent to them that they figure they better clean up their perspective, the way that people are going to look at them from their site. So now they've got rid of several things on there, like defund the police, like open borders and open immigration. That was on there a week ago. It's not on there this week. So I want to go over some things. And the reason I say you should keep a level head, I'm not going to say whether you should or should not support Black Lives Matter, the organization. I think you're warped if the concept, the phrase Black Lives Matter gets you upset. You know, people are now losing their jobs if they say all lives matter. They're losing their jobs if they say white lives matter, blue lives matter. It's turned into an absolute insane asylum in our country. There's no doubt about that. But everybody is running towards Black Lives Matter like they're a hero. So I just want to convey some information to you so you as a male can make a decision, not on what you hear on the news. By all means, do not believe a single word that I tell you today. If you do, then we need to work on your manhood a little bit more. You need to know why you believe what you believe. I've done research on this, and I'm amazed in the last 2 weeks how, I guess, Google, along with news organizations and blog posts, have been going back and trying to undo all the stuff that Black Lives Matter has said, to turn them into like their Mother Teresa organization that'll just be feeding little poor black kids next week or something. I don't know what it's going to turn into, but that's the way it's going. So I want to read some things to you. Like I said, whether you believe Black Lives Matter, the organization, is a good thing or not, this is just some information. Next week it's going to get more interesting because I actually received the Antifa handbook that was confiscated by police in a northern city. And I'm not even going to say the city because I do not want to get anybody in trouble. But it's the actual Antifa handbook. And when we go over that, one, you're going to need to take a bath because you're going to feel so slimy and greasy after we read it. And you're just going to feel like you've been violated as a human being. But you're going to notice there is a lot of similarities between Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which is part of the reason you're seeing them work together so coordinatedly right now. There's not much of a difference. So the first thing I want to start with, before this gets erased from the internet, this is it's from Leo. These demands used to be in a lot of different articles, and those articles are now gone. But the title of it is White People, Here Are 10 Requests from Black Lives Matter Leader. Number one, white people, if you don't have descendants, will your property to a black or brown family, preferably one that lives in generational poverty? Number two, white people, if you're inheriting property you intend to sell upon acceptance, give it back, give it to a black or brown family. You're bound to make that money back in some other white privileged way. If you are a developer or realty owner of multi-family housing, build a sustainable complex in a black or brown blighted neighborhood, which I don't know why it'd be called blighted, and let black and brown people live in it for free. You're going to notice some very Marxist socialist things as we go through this today. White people, if you can afford to downsize, give up your home you own to a black or brown family, preferably a family from generational poverty. White people, if any of the people you intend to leave your property to are racist assholes, change the will and will your property to a black or brown family, preferably a family of generational poverty. White people, it's number six, rebudget your monthly so you can donate to black funds for land purchasing. Number seven, white people. This is actually, that's how these are started, white people. Especially white women, because this is y'all specialty, that's a quote, YAW. Get a racist fired. Y'all know what the F they be saying. You're complicit when you ignore them. Get your boss fired because they racist too. That's a quote. Number eight, back up to number seven. This should be easy for all those sheetless Klan, Nazis, and other little dick white men will be returning to work. Get they ass fired, call the police, even they look suspicious. Number nine. Okay, back up to number eight. If any white people at your work, or as you enter into spaces and you overhear a white person praising the actions from yesterday, first get a pic, get their name and more info, hell, find out where they work, get them fired, but certainly address them, and if you need to, you got hands, use them. Number 10. Now this was actually at a protest in Washington, D.C. Number 10, commit to two things, fighting white supremacy, where and how you can. This doesn't mean taking up knitting unless you're making scarves for black and brown kids, and funding black and brown people and their work. So that's just one of the demands from one of the rallies in Washington, D.C. from Black Lives Matter, the organization. Does that sound like something that if all the corporations and all the people that are jumping on the bandwagon knew that they would be so supportive of the organization, not the concept that lives matter, but the organization Black Lives Matter. Just think about that. You're not supposed to will your stuff to your kids. You're just supposed to will it to them. You're not just supposed to build apartment complexes. You're supposed to build it for free and let people live in it forever for free. You're supposed to downsize your house, give your house to someone that didn't earn it, and then you go get a smaller house because of the sins of something you didn't do because you weren't alive at the time that you could have done it. Not quite sure this is the reason that the Black Lives Matter website is changing almost on a daily basis. See, when it was, before this blew up, this last thing in Minneapolis, it's just, like I said, it was dripping of white hate. It's a racist organization from just looking at their own words. When you judge all white people by the color of their skin, you are in return a racist. And that's all they care about. Now I'm going to go over some things that's actually on their website, which is very toned down, but they still can't help it. These are just little segments. Now, last week, like I said, they had a whole section on open borders and illegal immigration, defund the police, stuff that people are uncomfortable with, they're now changing. They hadn't changed their mind. They just changed what their perception is that they want you to believe. They want you to oust any anti-black politician, which I guess that's anybody that's a conservative. They said they've won critical legislation to benefit black lives. Now, if we switch that around to it's work on critical legislation to benefit white lives, we would probably say that's getting awful close to racist. But it's okay for them to say it. Now they have a small blurb now, but they had several paragraphs on this in the other one, which is very strange. And the reason that I can tell, just from being a logical person, that this is now turned into a very progressive, very well funded organization is some of the stuff they're leading towards. And they had this whole great big thing on how Black Lives Matter is in full support of gays and homosexuals and transgendered. And in a free country, I got no problem with that. As long as everybody's consensual, I really don't care. But what's weird about that is when you look at all the polls, less than 20% of black people think that homosexuality is okay or want any laws for that. Actually, the most homophobic race, if you believe in that term, is black. Not white, not Hispanic, but black. But in their Black Lives Matter website, they spent an awful amount of time trying to change that perception. Which to me is just weird, because they know the people, the community that's going to be in that is not going to be for gay people. Which, like I said, in a free country, who really cares? But it's just how polished they're trying to be. They want to dismantle cisgender privilege. And this is a quote from them, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure." And then the very next sentence is, "Support each other as a village." Now, the most conservatives, when they heard Hillary Clinton say that parents can't raise their own children, it takes a village, which means the government. Now, Black Lives Matter is also saying that they want to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family, which is a mom, a dad, and children. And it's not up to those parents to raise them, it's the villages. Let that sink in a little bit. When you listen to a lot of black podcasters or people that don't see the world and everything as race, they come to the same conclusion over and over again that one of the main problems the black community has is they don't have a family structure anymore. It's something, it's close to 70% don't even, males don't even know who their dad is. See, that's a non-Western prescribed nuclear family. And they're totally fine with that. Maybe you want something like that in your life, I don't know. We, as usual, we disrupt business as usual. So part of their job is to disrupt, their mission statement is to disrupt business as usual. They're talking about actual businesses. Now, they're also talking, see, this is so much weird to me, it's schizophrenic when you read it, because they're talking about they're not having the economic placement they want, but at the same time, they want to destroy business that can actually give them that place where they don't have to worry about money. But we disrupt businesses as usual. They're now claiming, which they were not claiming last week, now they got all this stuff that Black Lives Matter is now a global network infrastructure. So if you think it's a grassroots type thing, you are sadly mistaken. They've actually come out and said, that's why when you're seeing stuff in France now, and England, and Spain, Italy, over something that happened in Minneapolis, that's because it's a infrastructure that's global with lots and lots of money. Their allies to the upset of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. So in other words, their mission statement is to get rid of Trump, which to me is amazing. I'm just blown away where this Trump is racist thing comes from. He used to date black women, so obviously he doesn't dislike them. He went as far as he could with the economy before COVID. Blacks were making more money, more were employed, more were going places. When you look at the statistics, it was almost equal between white and blacks going into college. But somehow he's a racist president and they're against him. Now, something that's not on their website from last week is they spend a lot of time on open borders. They don't want any borders. They don't want any ICE. They want people of anywhere in the world to come in to this country and basically do whatever they want, which is very interesting because they also want to defund the police. So they don't want to have any type of police action, but they just want to let everybody come in from the world. Now, if you want to see what that's like, go to some of the far reaches of the Middle East. People turn into warlords. They enslave people. Rape is very normal. Theft is very normal. Who's the strongest will survive. Now, that may sound cool for a zombie movie, but if you enjoy having electricity and gas at the pumps and a 401k and a nice house and all that, that's from civilization. What they're asking for is anti-civilization. They just want complete open borders. So if you're for that, then I guess you're good to go. Like I said, a lot of the demands that I've heard over the past that I went to spend a lot of time online have been scrubbed from the internet about the demands, because they want they want white people to pay black people. What you're seeing in Seattle right now, in the city of Kaz, where the Antifas took over six square blocks, they're making white people give money to black people just to show their commitment. And Black Lives Matter, before they changed their website several times, they were really up on reparations. So it didn't matter if you had anything to do with slavery, or even your relatives, and just because they're black doesn't mean that they were slaves. My name is Locklear. That's Lumbee Indian. I know dang well my relatives were slaves to white people in America. That ain't got nothing to do with me. No one owes me anything for that. Last week they had several paragraphs of defund the police. I'm sure there's people out there like Tim that can probably go back on. I know there's services where you can actually go in and put a time on a website and pull up what it was at that date. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but I'm sure people can. So if you don't believe me, find you a little computer geek and go back to just a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and look how the website has changed. That is big thing on defund the police. Now, the way the news is trying to say this right now is because they don't want to scare people to death. Because anybody with just a limited amount of imagination is going to know what's going to mean with no police. It's going to be a full-on riot all the time. That means the only way you have to defend yourself is your fist or a club or a gun. And society will not function if that's the way that it is. I'm sorry, it will not. So whatever money you have in the bank, you might as well just go ahead and kiss that goodbye. But defund the police. See, I listened to a podcast since I made last week's show with Jocko and Joe Rogan. And Jocko, I think, is right. You don't need to defund the police. You need more training. See, the way he described it was, in the SEALs, you would train, then you would go act. But the way the police does it is you go through like a 3-month police academy, and then you're just out there forever. His part was, one, police should be purple belts in jiu-jitsu, so they won't be so afraid when someone lays hands on them. They got to touch somebody else because they're used to that, and I think that's smart. It'll keep the drilling down. They'll be used to it. And the other thing is, maybe 1/5 of the time's training, and the other part is actually out in the field. And not training like a classroom, but training the way that the military trains, where it is scenario driven. You do this, they do that. What do you do? What are the consequences of that? How could we change how that outcome is? And you work through this over and over and over and over again. So defunding them actually means what the news is trying to tell us is they just want to defund them some and send the money to the black organizations so they can spread the money out so they get their cut, I guess. I'm not quite sure. But if you totally defund the police, it's gonna be chaos. If someone wants your car and they can take it, they'll take it. We would like to think that could not happen in our lifetime, but it happens all over the world today. People kidnap people to get their bank accounts, no recourse. But if they defund them, is the police department gonna get better or worse? See, that's the question I don't think anybody's asking. And when you ask people in office that has already defunded the police departments in parts of the country because of this, they have no answer to when someone kicks in your door. They have no answer when someone comes in your house with a gun. What are you supposed to do? Because you know the answer is not you're supposed to protect yourself with the same amount of violence that someone's bringing to you. You know that's not the answer that they're going to give. They think that it's just going to be like kumbaya and rainbows and unicorns, and everybody, when the police are gone, is going to be just lovey-dovey to each other. That's insanity. I don't know what world they think they live in, because it's not this one. So if you want to defund the police, where everything in your world is unstable, I guess Black Lives Matter is for you. Now, the interesting thing that I'm seeing from this from last week is if you don't openly support Black Lives Matter, they find ways to get you fired, defunded, shamed, named, drug through the dirt, anything. There's people that's actually lost their jobs because they didn't write about Black Lives Matter, and people wrote that they didn't write about it in support, and they got fired. They didn't even say anything. But if you're going to go against Black Lives Matter, you better be self-employed like I am. Because they will, en masse, with people all over the world, concentrate on your employer, and you will find yourself without a job. This happened to a lady that just wrote that it didn't seem that Black Lives Matter was very Christian. She lost her job in an accounting firm. So what does that really mean? It's blackmail. You either support us or we're going to destroy you. Another way to look at that is bullying. The tactics of Black Lives Matter is the same as Bill Sharpton, or Sharpton, and all the other guys that are the same players that shake down anybody they can, that they can see any weakness, that they're afraid that they're not going to go their way, so they get money from them, or they make sure they don't have money. It's basically a wide basis of blackmail from organizations. Same thing's happening with Antifa right now. You say anything negative, they come after you. They go after your employer. They go after your advertisers. You will submit to them, or they will bring financial repercussions your way. It's blackmail. It's bullying. The FBI's come out and basically said, well, he didn't basically, he said it. Antifa and Black Lives Matter should be considered terrorist organizations. Well, when you think about terror, I don't know, burning down buildings, looting stores, beating people in the street, dragging people out of cars, getting them fired, goading them into fights, milkshaking them, hitting them with pepper spray, bike locks, all because you don't agree with their point of view in a political atmosphere, I don't see how it's not considered terrorism. But maybe that's okay with you, I don't know. The sheriff of Wisconsin also came out and says that BLM is a terrorist movement. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is what is not on their website this week was the talk of bringing down capitalism. If you don't have capitalism, what are your other options? You can go socialist, communist, but both of those are really a mixture of Marxism, which means it's government ran, it's always top down, there's a lot of you can't get ahead. Whatever class they put you, whatever your salary is, no matter how smart or how hard you work, it's the same. That to me is one of the saddest reprehensible concepts to do to humans. Because Marxism, when you boil it down, is slavery. What is Black Lives Matter all upset about? Slave ownership 100 years ago. But they're okay with it if you do it today. And you don't call it, quote, slavery, even though there's more slaves today than there was back in before the Civil War. No one cares about the 40 million slaves today in the world. It's just about what happened in history. Which is really, I think, a farce. It's about Marxists trying to figure out how to overthrow capitalism and be in charge and force everybody to think like they do. The website a couple of months ago was more like the Black Panthers. The website today is more like Coca-Cola's. See, when someone is not willing to stand on what they believe, they know people will not accept it. They know that. That's why they're trying to change their image. For one, they're now seeing it's a money-making factor. They can shake down corporations. And they're doing it at a rapid pace. And all of these little nutless suits at these corporations that think that they're going to be friends with them, where do you think the anti-capitalistic part's going to come in? It's not going to end well for any corporations or businesses, because that's not allowed in a Marxist society. I think there's some that don't know anything about Black Lives Matter, and they're doing it as a PR play. Well, see, the thing is, you're taking a stand with a group the majority of the Americans, once they understand what the group actually stands for, will not agree with. So is that going to help or hurt your business? But most CEOs don't care anything. CEOs don't care anything about the next quarter anyway, so if they think they can get some extra sales by joining a Marxist group, they're going to jump all over it. I see it on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter. I don't really get on Facebook hardly. But I can see people are so afraid not to go so far as to repost stuff from Black Lives Matter. And then when they don't, other people call them out and question them if they're racist or not. The insanity of all this is just unbelievable to me. So, if you want to live in a Marxist society, go with Black Lives Matter. If you want to have open borders, go with Black Lives Matter. If you don't want to have police and it's just the strong will survive, and trust me, no matter how strong you are, somebody out there is stronger, go with Black Lives Matter. If you want to pay reparations for something you didn't do to people that weren't around, go with Black Lives Matter. If you want to live in a world where a group of people only sees the color of skin of other groups of people, go with Black Lives Matter. It's up to you. See, the difference is, I think real men have to be able to step back and not follow the crowd. Real men have to be able to keep their heads when everyone around them is losing theirs. We're not seeing it from Washington. I don't know where the absolute spineless Republicans are right now. They're like hidden under bushes or something. I don't even understand what Trump's doing. Mayors are giving their cities over to absolute thugs and Marxist and racist. They're telling their police to stand down. Why this is happening right in front of them. There's parts of the country now that says it's no longer part of the U.S., but they, of course, they want all the benefits. They actually have their own police, K-9. carrying AK-47s. They have a border wall. You have to sign in and sign out. You have to give money to another color person just because. They've talked about their interrogation tents. What do you want to bet that is worse than waterboarding? But everybody's going about their daily lives thinking this is about race. It's not about race. My personal opinion is the organization Black Lives Matter is a Marxist group that's trying to overthrow America, along with Antifa. That's why they're working together. And when I read to you the handbook of Antifa next week, you'll be able to have a very insightful look on how they think and why you're seeing what you're seeing. And it's the same from Black Lives Matter. So you can think you're good or you can think they're bad. That's not my place to tell you. But what I am saying is you need to know why you believe one way or the other. Or you're a fool and a tool.